So I've been meaning to tell you, I learned something about myself yesterday. I was walking the dog, and I do something really petty with other pet owners. So my dog is not interested in other animals of any kind. He's just never been a dog.
But he won't chase a squirrel or a bird or anything like
that?
Could
care less. We walk right by the rabbits. We got tons of rabbits around me. And they don't budge for him, and he doesn't even look down at them. I don't know.
That's
he
good.
Just,
that's
he just
good.
Never had the hunter. He's like me. He's just like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm walking my dog and somebody else walks their dog across, you know, next to us, mm-hmm. and that dog lashes at, like, barks or something, I give those people a look like, you need to get your dog in control. Even though my dog's not reacting at all, but it just sort of comes natural. I'm like, I look at him, I go, ooh.
Control your bitch.
Yeah.
Like you kind of jerk the leash back. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Get a control of your dog. And, yeah, that's not nice. That's not a nice thing. I'm like, let's go the other one. Scary dog.
Do they say sorry?
No. Nobody ever does. Mm-hmm. Most people don't have control of their dog. That's what you learn when you see, especially when you live in the city or a highly populated suburb where everybody has a dog. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know how to control them. And they're outmatched completely. Like this woman yesterday, she was walking a huge, some sort of doodle, blonde, I think it was a golden doodle. It was probably 120 pounds, and she's maybe 105. And mm-hmm. that thing, if it took off, she'd go flying onto her face.
Yeah.
She had no control.
Because those doodles are kind of goofy anyway. Like mm-hmm. the one we had was just like a big oaf. It was clumsy. And mm-hmm. It was very sweet. But kind of a doofus.
Yeah, that was a good dog.
Mm-hmm. I have a question though. For now, I know y'all wouldn't be considered. Maybe Rob more so than you, Riggins, might be considered a little bit woke because he likes all of those Disney remakes with the women taking the men's characters and all of that kind of stuff. And
sure.
The girl power of the She-Hulk and you know.
Yeah.
But. My wife and I watch this show together, and we watch it because it's kind of cheesy and it's a drama, but we kind of laugh at some of it. But it's a popular show on CBS. It's called Fire Country.
Yeah, you were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering if it is a woke millennial Gen Z kind of thing as to why on that show where they're to follows a fire department, why they always drive so slowly to the fire. They never show them speeding to the fire. I mean, it can be just a disaster going on. But when the fire truck pulls up, they're just barely moving. When they jump out, they're not frantic or anything like that. Like last night, we watched one where there was a carbon monoxide leak in this brewery. And people were just dropping like flies. They get the call to go because somebody's having respiratory issues and everything. And as they're walking in the place to go get the person, they get into a conversation about one of them, like it was a girl firefighter, talking to the guy firefighter about how she's worried about her dad.
Oh, gosh.
Because he's got some financial problems going on. So they're just chatting it up while they walk over there. So I'm wondering if that's a triggering thing for young people watching TV shows now, where if they see, you know, an emergency kind of situation on network TV where the fire truck's speeding or because emergency vehicles speeding are considered so dangerous now, like why a lot of places won't allow police to chase runaway, you know, cars and things like that. Because it's clearly not true to life.
No.
I mean, you hear the sirens, woo, woo,
yeah.
woo, and then the fire truck's just barely moving.
But the fire is just sort of the backdrop for the drama of the show?
No, because a lot of the drama is the firefighting and stuff like that. But they're never frantic or running and, you know, we got to get these people out of here. And then they run, you do this, you do that. And then they split up. They're just kind of nonchalantly moving about. And we laugh at that shit.
Yeah, maybe it's just a shitty show.
It is.
That's why they're.
But
not.
That's why I'm asking, because I don't know. Well, because everybody seems to be triggered by something every time you watch a new movie or something like that. They've got some kind of trigger warning, like, you know, flashing lights are in this, or, you know, whatever it is. Everything, you know, you gotta make reference to every little thing that somebody may experience that would be negative.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a woke thing or not. That's tough to say.
Well, all of that triggering stuff is a woke.
Yeah, I understand that. But I don't know if the racing of the emergency vehicle. Because there's that show, Chicago Fire,
or
911 is the other one. Those things are intense.
Yeah, but
for like 60 minutes.
But I know I used to watch the original Rescue 911 or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no.
On Fox.
Yeah.
We watched, I think, maybe the first season of that. But I think there's a warning that comes on in the beginning that says if you're triggered by this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was about to bring that up. A lot of shows will just say trigger warning, you know, tell you what might be a trigger warning.
Mm-hmm. What was the trigger for that one?
I don't know. Maybe sirens.
Yeah.
But not trigger warnings for things like blood, which would be something that I won't say it's triggering for me, but I don't like it. I don't like open wounds and things like that.
Yeah.
I've seen, but I just don't. That's that whole thing about we've got to make some sort of exception for every type of thing to make sure that nobody gets uncomfortable. It's like I never watched the show ER.
No,
because I watched it once when it first came on and all that, and it was too gory for me, and I really didn't like it. So
ER was gory.
Yeah,
because really?
They showed them doing surgery and all that kind of stuff, and it's an emergency room, so they.
Right.
And I just knew, okay, that's not for me.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't run around saying I was triggered by it or they need to change it so I can watch it because everybody's watching it. I feel left out. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
but maybe this isn't. Maybe it's just that's the way they want the show to go and whatnot because it is funny. Supposed to be funny. But
what, that's on CBS?
Yeah, but we watch it on the Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The new season starts October 13th.
This is going to be a multi-season watch?
No, I don't know if we'll watch season two. I don't know if we'll, you know, because I think it probably won't go to Netflix until it's over.
Yeah.
Season two's over. But I can't see myself sitting through an hour-long process of the show.
I'm the king of doing an episode and bailing.
Yeah.
I don't have any hesitation about bailing on some or a movie if I'm 20 minutes from the end and I'm still not enjoying it. I don't care. I will turn that off.
Yeah, I will too. If you looked on my profile, there are so many up there that say continue watching.
Yeah.
Because I'll watch 5 minutes of it and go, this sucks.
This is awful.
I'm the exact opposite. Once I've seen a story, I have to see how it goes.
Yeah, I tried watching that show you love so much, Rob.
Which one?
X-Men 97.
Oh, so
this is the cartoon, the like the retro-looking cartoon. I was like, what is this shit? After like 5 minutes, I was so pissed. I was like, there's no way this is what everybody's talking about.
It's so good. It's
like, no, Wolverine, no.
To me, my X-Men.
Yeah, I mean, it's like so bad.
I will start so many documentaries that once I get it going, the narrator can throw it off for me and I go, I can't listen to this guy the whole time. Or if they're playing goofy music that doesn't match what the people who are talking to the camera are saying.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
If they have any type of animation in it, you know, like where they don't have the rights to show the original footage of whatever it was, so they have to do animation for it.
Recreations.
Yeah, I'm out of that. But yeah, all of my profiles on every one of those streaming things have like tons of continue watching shows. I wish you could delete those.
I know. Get them off your list.
I think you might be able to. If you go into it, there might be a little option on the menu of the individual things. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me or nothing.
Yeah, you can't tell TJ that kind of stuff because then he's going to want to know how. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want a glass of milk. That's how that works with TJ. He's like, Yeah, that actually worked. He's like, can you come over and show me? Hell no.
Oh, speaking of, Rob, that link you sent me the other day.
Oh, hell.
I need you to help me download that and get it going in my compute.
You're kidding.
Damn it, Riggins.
I told you.
Well, you offered, though, Rob. You said, if it doesn't work, let me know. And, yeah, and so then I cut out the middleman and didn't even try it.
Straight to the source.
Yeah. It seems to save time.
Yeah.
And you know, keeps me from being frustrated.
Yeah. For our purposes, Rob is Tim Cook. Exactly. He's the CEO of Apple.
Right.